The word meditate in Pali, bhavana, means to develop. You're trying to develop good qualities in the mind. All of us sitting here are adults now. Our bodies have developed as far as they're going to go, and they're beginning to deteriorate. But the mind doesn't have to deteriorate with the aging of the body. It can keep on developing. There are even cases in the canon of people who were not behaving all that well during their lifetime, so it got their act together right before death, and were able to attain the noble attainments. So you have to keep reminding yourself, even though the body may age, but the mind doesn't have to age. But you have to work at developing it. And as the Buddha said, the kinds of things you tend to think about will bend your mind in a particular direction. So that's what the development is all about. Are you bending your mind in the right direction or the wrong direction? If you're bending it in terms of virtue, concentration, discernment, heading toward release, that's the right direction. That's the direction you want to go. And as the years roll around, you keep looking at yourself. It's hard to tell from day to day in terms of how your practice is going. But over larger periods of time, you should be able to see that the mind is getting more solid. When it wanders off, it's quicker coming back. When there's a temptation to break the precepts, you take it less and less seriously. And your discernment is getting sharper. There's a passage where the Buddha is 80 years old. And he says, other people say that as soon as the body gets old, the mind has to get old too. But he says, with the practice, it doesn't. And he gives himself as an example of someone who worked on his mind, developed his mind. And then the mind didn't deteriorate, even with the aging of the body. It says in the canon, even though the body may be sick, the mind isn't sick. Even though the body may age, the mind doesn't have to age. Even when the body dies, you want to make sure that your goodness doesn't die along with it. That your mind is in good shape as it stays here and as it goes. As long as you're here, make the most of what opportunities you have. It's as if when we were born, each person is dealt a certain hand of cards, and the question is how you play your cards. And fortunately, you can learn how to play better and better as the years go past. So always keep that in mind. What are you developing today? When your mind is going in a certain direction, you're going to thoughts of greed, aversion, delusion. Ask yourself, what are you developing there? Is that the kind of development you want to have? Try to develop in a direction that's actually going to be healthy for the body, healthy for the mind. And then hands out good things to people all around you. That's the good thing about these good qualities in the mind. Once they're there, or as they develop, you tend to be more beneficial to the people around you as well.